ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
இந்த ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம்
தேர் இஸ் ஒன் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் ஒன் மலையத்வஜா அண்ட் வைதர்பி ஹஸ்பண்ட் அண்ட் ஒய்ஃப் தே பிகம் வானப்பிரஸ்தாஸ் அண்ட் தே கோ டு த ஜங்கிள் அண்ட் தே லிவ் அ வெரி சிம்பிள் லைஃப் வர்ஷிப்பிங் த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட் டு கம்ப்ளீட்லி ஃபோக்கஸ் தேர் ஒன் பாயிண்டட் அட்டென்ஷன் ஆன் ஹிம். And Malayadwaja is a very great soul, very exalted personality, very great devotee. And wife simply follows his footsteps. At one point of time, when Malayadwaja one day is lying down, and she touches his feet and finds it very chill, then realizes that he has left his body. He is in samadhi and he left his body. So she cries out loudly because she is thinking, who is there for me? In this world, I am all alone now. You know, I came with my husband to worship the Lord. Now in the middle of this jungle, I have no one else. So at that time, the super soul in the heart of everyone, he appears in the form of a Brahmana, very effulgent Brahmana, and he comes in the front, and then he speaks to Vaidarbhi to pacify the crying lady. And he tells her, my name is Avignata. I am your eternal companion. And he says, you and me, we both are like two swans living in the lake, that is the heart. The region of the heart. The heart is compared to your lake. And you and me are living in this region. And we have left the spiritual world and come here long, long before. Since you have a plan to wander in this world, I am accompanying you as a friend to help you with your plans, the various plans you are making to enjoy your life. So you consulted me many times and you got some guidance from me. But now you are crying because you have turned away from me. And by turning towards me, you can become happy. And by hearing my instructions and for applying them in your life, you can become truly happy. See, this is very instructive. All of us in this world, we are looking for a good friend who can give us guidance in career choice, who can give guidance in our studies, who can give guidance in going to the right doctor so that our health will not be ruined, our career will not be ruined, our education will not be ruined. And we want a shoulder to cry on when we are in sorrows. And we want someone who will have practically no expectations from us, but who will always be encouraging and loving. So everybody is looking for a good friend, the ultimate friend in this world. But Lord says, I am actually that friend. How he is the friend can be known by studying the Shastras very carefully. See, Lord is a very great educator. He is educating Arjuna as Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he is bringing Arjuna completely out of lamentation. You see, how happy Arjuna became at the end of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. You can see that at the end of Bhagavad Gita, how happy he became. Lord Krishna is educated not only as Krishna, he comes as Kapila, educating his mother and the whole world on the Sankhya philosophy of Bhakti Yoga. Similarly, he comes as Rishabhadev, instructing his 100 sons on the principles of austerities and worshipping Lord Vasudev. The Lord comes as Hamsavatar in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he is instructing Brahma and the Chatushkumaras. He's instructing. Similarly, you'll find we can give innumerable examples. Lord coming to teach. Now, not only he is sitting on a Vyasasana and teaching people that this is the knowledge you understand. He practices also. One time, Narada went to Vaikuntha and saw the Lord smiling with his semi-closed eyes. You see, Lord is always smiling. He has no problems. Because it is said, when you want to surrender to someone, you have to know their capacity. Capacity means somebody, how much can I give? Can he give something permanent or temporary? Is he independent in giving whatever he is giving, or is he having somebody above him to whom he has to report to? Isn't it? So these questions come into picture. Now Lord is called Swarat. He can give anyone anything he likes because there is no one above him. There is no one equal to him. Similarly, he doesn't give anything perishable. He always gives something imperishable, Amritatva. He gives something that is immortal. He has the ability to award, unlike the demigods who always award something temporary and perishable, commodities of this world. Isn't it? Similarly, then another consideration comes when you go to some master to ask for something. Is he compassionate? Or is he cruel-hearted? So will he give if I ask him something? And he is the most compassionate. Another question may come, what will be his expectation from me? Maybe because he's such a great personality, maybe he may expect something very big. No. The Lord says, even if you give me one tulasi leaf, I am satisfied. Imagine you go to Infosys and join, and morning you go and give tulasi leaf to your boss. Sir, will you be satisfied with this? You say, what is this? Work for 16 hours a day. Bring results to the company. Correct, no? Is there anybody in this world, you give a tulasi leaf and you will say thank you? Only Krishna can say that. He's such a master. He's satisfied with some water, tulasi, milk, whatever. So even a poor man can worship him. So he is such an exalted master that he is simply satisfied with nothing. With a little bit of any offering, you know, blended with love, served with love, he is satisfied with that. Somebody may think, maybe he is such a great personality, how can we approach him? Maybe he may be inaccessible. No, he says, you desire, I will come to you. You see? Like, see, when Krishna sat in one of the palaces of Dwaraka to eat his lunch, Satyabhama brought a golden plate and kept it in front of him. He was about to begin his eating. Suddenly he heard the loud call of Draupadi in Hastinapur. Hey Krishna, hey Gopijana Vallabha, hey Govinda, hey Dwarakavasin. That's what she called. As soon as he heard the sound, she is in great crisis. At once he moved his plate aside and got up. It is said, when she said go, that time only he got up. But he knew that she is going to say Govinda. He is so quick, such a reflex action. Got up. By the time she finished Vinda, he reached Hastinapur immediately and supplied unlimited sari to Draupadi. So when Dushasana was trying to disrobe her, he was wondering, ye kya hai, sari ka nari hai, nari ka sari hai? Is it the sari of a woman or is it a woman made of sari only fully? You keep on unfolding. What is the situation? So he was bewildered. Who? Dushasana. So, in this way he saved Draupadi from Manabhanga. It's a very instructive pastime because none of her five meritorious and virtuous and powerful husbands could save her. And none of the big guru elders like Bhishma Pitamaha, Drona, Drupada, Drona Acharya, Vidura, Vidura were all there. Vidura was there. Bhishma was there. All this. One category is learned personalities. Other category is powerful personalities. Both of them could not help. And she was... That is our situation also in this world. Although we may have many, many people as relatives, friends, and bandhu, bandhav, everybody. Nobody can come to us at the time of crisis except Krishna. So that is why before surrendering to anyone, one should think about what type of master is worthy of surrender. One should ask. So, one time Narada went to meet the Lord in the Vaikuntha and said, my dear Lord, I always see you smiling because you are Vishuddha Sattva, beyond the three gunas. And what problems are there for you? There is no one equal to you. There is no one greater than you. Nobody can kill you. Nobody can harm you. Nobody can favor you. And you are the person who favors all jivas, everybody in this creation. And you have no duty to do also. And you know in and out of everybody and everything. Even the details that jivas don't know about themselves, you know. Because you are the father of everybody. So being situated in this Vishuddha Sattva platform, you are so joyfully situated. But see the predicament of the jivas in the material world. how they are lamenting and weeping and crying and mourning and panting in Kali Yuga. You should see how their situation is. So sometimes Narada would speak like this too, that Narayana, you are so happy, but see the jivas, why don't you practice some austerities and set a good example for them? Who can speak like this to Lord? He's speaking like a friend with the Lord. So, of course, the Lord would often give a very simple answer with a smile only, without any words. But Narada preached to Lord so strongly 3-4 times. One time Lord thought, hey, this fellow will not leave me now. I have to do something and prove to him. He is not convinced that I am sufficiently compassionate. I have to show to him that I am so compassionate to Jiva. So the Lord descended as, and Lord told Narada when he come here, say, I don't want any disturbance from Lakshmi, because if you have to do austerities, you have to go to a place where wife will not pamper you, you know. Because the wife is pampering you with very nice, attractive prasad, and she creates a lot of wonderful opulences to enjoy your life, then, you know, you become a bhogi, bhogavilasi. So, let Lakshmi be kept in bay, then I can focus on my austerities. Narada said, very wonderful idea. So he went where? Went to Badrikashram. And he became, you know, Badrinath. Isn't it? So Badrinath is a place of austerities. So Lord Narayana came there. And then he was performing severe penance. Suddenly Lakshmi saw Lord missing in Vaikuntha. She came in search of him. Everywhere, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Everywhere. See, the beauty of Shaktiman and Shakti is, sometimes Shakti is taken away and Shaktiman is going in search of Shakti. Like Sita is taken away by Ravana and Lord Ram is searching. Sometimes Shaktiman is hiding somewhere and Shakti has to search him. And the devotees are enjoying both. When Shakti and Shaktiman are separated due to some, either by some power of some demon or something, or by the will of the Lord also, such pastimes can happen. Then it gives the opportunity for the devotees to do a lot of seva. And also it awakens dormant emotions in the hearts of the devotees. You know, it creates, just like, for example, you are wearing your dhoti, suddenly dhoti falls down to the ground and you are in kopi and immediately rise. Yeah. Is it not true? So in Bhagavatam this example is given when Prithu Maharaj received the Kumaras. When they came, he was doing some kingly activity. As soon as they came, immediately got away, they have come. So devotees are in anxiety to do service like that, it is said. What an example, isn't it? Actually, the same example comes in Thirukkural also. Same example. If you read, there is one shloka in Thirukkural which says, you know, how, I don't remember the Tamil one, the version one, it says similar one. For rendering service, one should be so quick, it is said. One cannot be lazy. How quickly you will take back the dhoti like that. So devotees also, hey, somebody has taken Shakti away from Shaktiman. Sita has taken away, that Brahmana stopped eating only in South India when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, isn't it? So one will want to see Shakti and Shaktiman together. So when Lakshmi was weeping and searching for Lord, then she arrived at Badrikashram. Somebody gave a news, she got a news, Lord is doing penance. And she came and said, hey, look at this, Vishnu is doing such penances here. Seriously? So she thought, how can I serve him? Then she got the news that she is supposed to keep away, no service now. Lord wants you to do austerities now, fully. Then she decided to become a tree, Badri tree, and give shade to the Lord so that, you know, hot sun will not fall on him. Because Lakshmi means she has to serve all the time. In some form, some way she has to serve. So the Lord comes like this. So for Lord, performing austerity is also a leela. Is it difficult for him? Or for the Lord to dance in the, you know, rasa dance with the gopis, reciprocating with their love in whatever way. Somebody want to love him, he can love. Somebody wants him as a friend, okay, I'll be your friend. I'll ride your chariot, Arjuna. That is his leela. You want to be my mother, you become Yashoda. You want to be my lover, yes, you can. So somebody says, Lord is dancing in rasa dance, you know, why can't I dance? But Lord is dancing on Kaliya also, can you dance? First you dance in Kaliya, then you can dance in rasa dance. Isn't it? Because for him both are leela. He is not in tension. Hey, which hood is going to come now? Which is going to bite me? He has no tension. He can jump on different hoods, you know. Very beautifully, he's dancing very happily. He's doing Bharatanatyam, all the devatas are showering. You will see in the Rasa dance picture, the demigods are flying in the sky, like Shiva and Parvati are going, Brahma and his wife are going, all are showering flowers. If we dance, who is going to shower flowers? Because when Lord does something, it is Leela. It is worshipable. It is memorable. It is glorifiable. It is adorable. And he does something. So, in this way, Lord is always Anandamaya. Ecstatically situated. And when you associate with something, you attain that quality also. You see? Like, you know, you associate with the electric plug, you get shock also. Isn't it? Or you go out and associate with the rain, you get drenched also. Is it not true? Anything we associate with, we get the quality. So, devotee means we have to preoccupy our mind with the remembrance of Lord's sweet pastimes. And Lord's activities, Lord's qualities, Lord's nature. We have to preoccupy our mind. The more we preoccupy our mind with that, the material world will cease to exist. It doesn't exist anymore for the devotee. And the chanting of the holy name should be also done with the attitude that Krishna, you are the supreme Sat, the supreme truth. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So you are the supreme truth and the supremely pleasurable, the supreme one who is endowed with supreme ananda, rasa vigraha. And what am I? I am associating with asat in this world. This asat of this world will make us miserable. See, what is asat? The jada prakriti. If you associate with it, we also become like jada only. Jada is dead. It is dark. It is heavy. It is separated. And by associating with it, all these qualities come in us. If I associate too much with matter, I become separated from Krishna. You know, and my heart becomes heavy like a stone. And I become black, I become dark, I become ignorant, I become miserable. Because associating with asat means we become miserable, unhappy. Come in contact with sat, you become blissful. Heart becomes light, we become jolly, irrespective of your age. You can be 80 years. What was Prabhupada's age when he went to America? Did he look like an old man? What was he? So, somebody may be 10 or 15 years or 20 years, he can be like an old man if he associates with matter. But he associates with sat, our heart will become littered up with wisdom, with joy. And also, the material world will stop to exist for us. Only Krishna will exist for us. So, we pray to Krishna, you are my eternal friend. Just like the Avijñāta told Vaidarbhi, I am your eternal friend. I am your friend. But you have forgotten me, so you are miserable. You see? So if you want to become happy, you have to associate with me. So how should we lead our life? You know, like many a times as a student of IIT, you may think that, you know, we are IIT students, you know, we are going to America, and we are taking a job, and we are going to flourish in life. And we also have some Krishna consciousness to give us some values and morals and character and good habits. Like that, many people who don't become very serious devotees, they think like that. But those who become residents of our voices, how they think? They think, Krishna is everything for me. Prabhupada writes in Kunti Maharani's book, when one comes to the point when one realizes there is nothing but Krishna for me, Krishna is my only ashray, Krishna is my only friend. For such people, there is no suffering in this world. There are no problems in this world. Problems become opportunities for them to get closer to Krishna. In this way, one should think, when I was a small child, you know, I was preoccupied with toys. You know, when I grew up to teenage, I was chasing after girls. And when I come to education, I became more responsible. But then I became preoccupied with some mundane material education. And when you grow up a little further, you'll be preoccupied with getting married and settling a job and everything. When you grow a little further, you'll be busy raising children. And then you'll be preoccupied with a diseased body, giving all kinds of complications, going to multiple doctors and eating so much medicines, almost like lunch prasad, so much medicines people keep eating all day. When one becomes very preoccupied, he's back practically bedridden, passing stool and urine in bedpan. What is this nonsense material body? It is pathetic. One should never associate with matter. One should abhor matter. Rather, one should awaken love for Krishna. We are very fortunate. We are not like the impersonalist Mayavadis who develop aversion for matter with no superior understanding. They are the most frustrated fellows. They have become detached from matter also and they have no superior understanding. We are very fortunate to be connected to the parampara of Dwadasha Mahajanas, the pure devotional service, for which the core of pure devotional service is constant remembrance of the Supreme Lord and His nature, His characteristics, His qualities, His pastimes, which actually is the central theme of devotional service. He is the central Nayakanam Shiroratnam. He is the Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is actually the central figurehead for all devotees who they never go anywhere without carrying the Lord in their heart. They never do any activity without remembering Him. For them, He is not only the shelter, He is the friend. He is the person whom they associate with. That is the meaning of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means the constant companion for a devotee is Krishna. So Krishna is everything for me and I am also doing my studies now. Krishna is everything for me and I am planning to settle in a job where I can continue my Krishna consciousness peacefully. So it's like if you go to this Harkipodi in North India, this Haridwar, you know, there if you want to take bath in the Ganges, they have a chain. You know that? You hold to the chain and you can, you know, flap your legs and you can, you know, take bath in the Ganges or hold with one chain, put a little water or whatever. So you will not be carried. Otherwise, the current of Ganga Pravah is so powerful, nobody, even an elephant will be swept away. That's a powerful current. So when I had gone there for Kumbh Mela, I saw that. Immediately I thought, look at this, Krishna's lotus feet is like this chain. You hold on to Krishna's lotus feet, then you can do something in the world also here. You know, work IIT, no problem. Take the degree and get there. After that, some job, that also is all right. Hold on to Sangha of Krishna and his bhaktas. And other things you can do. If somebody becomes so preoccupied with a temporary scenario, temporary situation, what you are in now is simply a flimsy situation, which will be why by one slap of time, you don't know where you will be. Again, kua, 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 again you start Baba Black Sheep again. So one should never take temporary material situation seriously. But our real situation is Jivara Sarupahoi, Krishna Nitada. That's my permanent situation. So hold on to the permanent situation and fulfill the temporary duties in the temporary situation. Material body belongs to material world. Spiritual body belongs to? So what is permanent? What is eternal? What is asat? What is sat? We should be able to clearly discriminate and we should be able to connect to sat. Krishna. Come in contact with asat, miserable. Come in contact with sat, blissful. So contact with sat gives bliss. So then why should we not hook on to bliss, which is available by taking shelter of Krishna. So the Mahamantra chant, Prabhupada explained it when he went to the West. In one of the early day lectures, Prabhupada said, actually, we are all like children in this world, naughty, mischievous, we don't know what is right, what is wrong. We mess up our life with association with asat, jada prakriti. Just like sometimes a child you will see in a home, he's practically nude because he's a small child, a baby, you know. But the mother is in the kitchen busy and is passing stool and urine all over the floor. And he gets up and kwa, 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 is crying. And then when he gets up, he sees all the stool is beating, tappa, 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 is beating all. And like this beating also, creating even a bigger mess and more bad smell. And he's thinking, hey, what I have done? The more he beats, more bad smell comes. Is that true? And he starts crying and the mother in the kitchen is busy and hearing the sound of the child, she comes. And the child is saying, ma, 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 kwa, is crying like this. And the mother immediately lifts him up and rushes him to the bathroom and bathes him in a lukewarm water, you know, and wraps his body in a napkin and brings him back and puts powder all over his body. And puts dress and puts this thing, what do you call it? Rubber band and that, obviously. And then everything. And finally she puts anjan also in the eyes. That kajal also. At the time she cries the most. And then kwa kwa. And once it is put, he's very happy. Similarly, Guru is compared to mother. Radharani is also compared to mother. Hare, when we say, she picks us up out of our messy situation. We are all experts in creating mess in the material world. Lord gave the material world as such a beautiful place for jivas to use in a way to go back home, back to Godhead. But modern man, you can say how he has created a mess in this world. Associating with matter to exploit and enjoy matter means mess. Associating with matter to use it in Krishna's service means bliss. That is very clear. And we can see the mess very clearly. So, Mother Radharani, she is called Jagatera Mata. She is the mother of the whole universe. Kaviraj Goswami says, Jagatera Mata. So, by taking shelter of her feet and praying to her, she picks us up from this messy situation, cleanses us when we chant the holy name. And she enlightens us and fills up our heart with bhakti. That we say Chakshudan, Diloje, Janme, Janme, Prabhupada. That is a Jnana Anjana Shalakaya. When the Divya Jnana awakens in our heart, we become truly happy after that. But the acquiring the Divya Jnana may be considered miserable by some souls. Because some living entity is saying, oh, this is being pushed on me. You know, I have to get up in the morning. Oh, I have to chant the holy name. I have to do seva. These bhaktas are not living with, they are chasing after me. One runs away. Generally, a child runs away from the mother when she wants to give food to the child. You have seen, no? A small baby running here, running there, looking here, looking there. But when you grow up, you know, nobody chases after you. You can take a plate and come for prasad. So mature disciple means actually we should come running to Krishna's lotus feet, not running away from Krishna's feet. You see? So, and Krishna, what is Krishna? Krish means one who attracts. Na means one who bestows ananda. So Krish, na, he says. He attracts you to himself and he fills you with bliss. That is Krishna. And Radharani offers us to Krishna's lotus feet. So, the chant Hare Krishna means, oh Supreme Mother, Hare, the energy of the Lord, who knows best what is the way the devotional service should be rendered. You are so kind that although I am in a material mess, you are picking me up and offering me at Krishna's lotus feet. I am very thankful to you. And oh Krishna, you are my eternal friend. You are there with me at every moment. When you walk in the night, the moon follows you wherever you go. So Prabhupada had a small boy, son, Vrindavan. So he asked Prabhupada, Papa, when we were at home, I came out, he saw the moon. Now we are in market again, moon is above our head. How is it? And Prabhupada says, he remembered the super soul. Wherever he goes, he accompanies you. In fact, Krishna accompanies us as a super soul now. There is no time we are separated from Krishna at all. Only in illusion we are separated. Only due to our forgetfulness we think we are separated. He is there, you know, to share his bliss with us when we are willing to surrender to him. That is our prerogative always. But because foolishly associating with matter and creating mess in this world and getting cut off from Krishna, we are miserable like a branch of a tree cut off from the tree dries up. We have dried up in our lives. So if you want to again see the Kardama, he was not dried up. Although he was ascetic, he was actually hale and healthy. Somebody may wonder how ascetic in the jungle can be so hale and healthy. The reason is given because he achieved the sidelong smiling glance of the Supreme Lord. So because of that, he was very beautiful. Kardama Muni, even in the middle of the jungle performing austerities. Similarly, devotee in any situation can be happy by always realizing this fact. Krishna is my only friend. Krishna is my only goal. Krishna is my only shelter. Krishna is my only refuge. Krishna is everything for me. He's my mother, he's my father, he's my all, be all and end all. And this, we have to come to this realization. Everything else, even in the path of devotional service we do, is actually meant to bring us to this point. Then only our devotional service is successful. Otherwise, you know, somebody is happy with some small benefit they get from devotional service. I developed good habits in my life. I don't eat meat, I don't smoke. That's all. The highest good achieved in life. Ajamila was already doing it, you know, before chanting Narayana. So, the highest goal is this. So, some of you may want to get married and become grihasthas. But, you may be grihasthas, but husband, wife, everybody's consciousness should be this. Somebody may want to join. It's useless to be a brahmachari. One cannot focus on this type of consciousness. Because what is the use if somebody is in the, living in the ashram, but his consciousness is distracted from the ultimate goal, which is this. You see? So whatever ashram you accept, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprasthanyas, whatever, we should be aiming at this goal and cultivating this type of consciousness. So the chanting of the holy name is an opportunity awarded to us every day by Krishna to call his names and remember our connection with him by attentively hearing the chant. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The beauty of this chant is, initially you try to be mechanically attentive by hearing two words at a time and trying to capture as much as you can hear. That's what everybody tries to do. To some degree it will work. One can try to do that. But beyond that stage is a stage of obstacles of the offenses that we commit. Because without crossing the big offenses, that 10 offenses we are committing, one cannot actually cultivate the right attitude. The attitude will not manifest in the heart unless one is making a strenuous effort to get rid of the offenses. So one should study about all these offenses and get rid of them gradually. And then the right bhavana, right approach of a bhakta, devotee, should be cultivated in one's heart while approaching the holy name. Actually, the holy name will become relishable only when there is proper attitude. Otherwise, mechanically chanting will get tired actually. At the end of the chanting, as if you have lifted a Hercules, you know, like Hercules lifted this thing. Like that we will feel, what done today? You have to admit in ICU. You have chanted 16 rounds, so we will take you to hospital now. That is due to mechanical approach to the holy name. Prabhupada says when one chants the holy name with a spiritual approach, why only 16 rounds? Why not chant 16,000 rounds? Prabhupada says like that. That is actually the enthusiasm that comes at the end of chant of 16 rounds. So, one last important point I want to tell you. Many of you, when you hear whatever I say, it may appear to you that, this is so, so truthful. What he is saying is so relevant and so easy to understand. Why we can't be in this consciousness always, this question will come in our mind. For that, we have to regularly associate with Sat. That is the reason before chanting every day, you know, you give some spiritual input into the mind. Then you will find that day chanting will be very nice, you will say, when you hear. Which goes to show, just like when you in a lathe, you turn a bar, you know, steel bar. It is very polished. You have seen that? You throw it in your shop floor and come after a week, it is rusted. So you will see the material world, nature is, it rusts our consciousness. It makes it dirty very easily. So the constant touch with the spiritual sound vibration is necessary to keep our consciousness constantly fresh. Then how do we do that? We may say that I have so many activities to do. So we should take some input and keep on ruminating. And by the time consciousness degrades, again take another input. Ruminating. Like the waves you have seen. By the time it gets, another one. You have seen that? So similarly, and this gap, how much should be the gap? That varies from person to person. Some people, one thought, Prabhupada read one sentence or said one thing, he can ruminate for days together. After many days also Prabhupada would remember that. So some Vaishnavas have such consciousness that one input they take in, they keep munching it for. So their consciousness becomes preoccupied with that transcendental thought. Kim pramattasya bahuvir parokshairha yanairiha varam muhurtam viditam gatate shreyaseyatah. One moment of transcendental thought is by far superior to a long life of thousands of years in the material world, he says. So that one moment of transcendental thought should be fed in, which is relevant, understandable, applicable, and appreciated by our mind, and keep ruminating it till we put the next one. Some people need a bigger dose because the conscience is too materialistic. Then we need more solid, like Brufen. 200 is not working. What do you do? 2000. Sometimes necessary. Doctors also understand, this fellow's system requires more higher dose. So the expert in spiritual life means taking the right spiritual input in right doses, so that we don't get bogged down or we don't become dried up. So we should take, like for example, if you put some firewood in the yajna kund, you know, sometimes if you take a large amount of firewood and throw it, immediately just puts off. You should not put too much also sometimes. Sometimes you all have felt too much association. Hey, it's too much. Both of you. On the other hand, sometimes no association, you get dried up. And Maya is pulling in all directions and making a fool out of us. Leg, hand, everything. You're like, you know. Yeah. So that time you realize, is there any devotee who will ask me how I am? There's nobody around me. I am far away from devotees. I have lost my interest also to read or hear. Oh, devotees, oh Krishna, where are you? They get fried out completely, dried up. So that is another extreme. So we have to keep ourselves somewhere in between. So we have to know how to take the right dosage, take guidance of seniors, and keep on putting right doses in such a way that our consciousness will be ever fresh at the lotus feet of Krishna, always. So in all situations, we should try to keep ourselves like that. And then at the time of death, to remember Krishna will be very easy. Is it not true? If somebody's consciousness is so strongly connected to Krishna, how can he not remember? Somebody asked, where did Prabhupada go? Is there any doubt? His consciousness was so fresh in connection with Krishna at every moment. We can say, even though we are ordinary souls, we can confidently say Prabhupada went back to be with Krishna. Because that is how one should live actually. We should know how to live and how to leave, it is said. So the chanting of the holy name should be done as a plea, or as a begging to Shri Radha and Krishna. Please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death, the messy material world, and help my consciousness to come out of this clutter. I have a tendency to get always, smeared over by the mud of the material world. Always, please kindly pick me up, clean me up, and make me fit and offerable to Krishna's lotus feet. Because Krishna is supremely pure. Someone impure like me is not offerable. So Radharani makes us offerable. And offer me in Krishna's lotus feet. So eternally I will serve him without any distraction. Like that we should pray. That is the meaning of this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki,
Hare
Nam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.